888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Bob from Queens.
Hey, Bob from Queens. What's going on, man?
Okay, got a 94 Geo Prism. Simple problem, I think. simply explained, anyway. Temperature gets to 32 degrees and below, car doesn't start. Above 32, like 33, 34, the car turns over like there's no problem.
So what happens when it doesn't start? It just goes,
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's the starter. I can, you know, it seems like it wants to turn over, but it doesn't. I replaced the battery. I put dry gas in the tank. I checked the antifreeze. I don't know. What can it be?
So you haven't had anyone... I imagine this has been doing this for a while. The car's at 94. Did it just start?
Oh, no. It's several winters now. See, the thing is, I really... I just don't use the car. But I really don't need the car now. I'm retired.
Uh-huh.
I only put about 400 to 500 miles a year on the car now.
Really? Oh. I'm guessing mostly in the spring and summer, right?
Yeah. I just use it to go to the grocery store or the shopping mall.
And when it doesn't start, you say, what the heck, right?
Okay.
How many miles are on this thing now?
Only 83,000 miles.
Have you ever, changed the spark plugs or anything like that?
See, that was done about 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
Oh,
it was. Tune-up about 3-4 years ago, yeah.
Is the problem really that clearly defined at 32? Or, I mean, might it start at 32 but not at 31? Or is it, always 32 degrees?
Well, maybe I'm exact.
Yeah, when it gets cold.
Yeah, it's around freezing.
Around freezing. Well, there are a lot of things that can cause this. I mean, there are a lot of serious things. And I'm going to give you the most serious one first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that you have low compression.
But at 83,000 miles, is that a common problem?
No, it isn't a common problem, so it's likely to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
This is fuel-injected, this engine.
Yes.
So it's likely to be maybe a sensor that's faulty, okay? And it could be something as simple as the engine temperature sensor. Faulty and dirty injectors could cause that. If the injector spray pattern isn't adequate, then it doesn't vaporize the fuel enough. Will it start in the summer or in the fall? Sure, because almost anything will start. My brother's car runs in the summer.
That's pretty old.
So winter always complicates things because if the gasoline isn't vaporized enough and more of it condenses on the cold cylinder walls when in wintertime, then your chances of getting it started are smaller. Have you ever tried any extreme measures, like throwing a lit newspaper under the hood when you were trying to start it? Yeah. Well, there are things called starting fluid. Have you ever seen that stuff? It's basically ether in a can.
I think I used to use that when I had an older car than this, much older.
Oh, really?
Carburetor.
So how many cars have you owned in your lifetime? You're retired now, so you must be what? You're 67?
No. Actually, I'm just turned 60.
About to be
60.
Good.
Well.
So you retired, you early retiree, you work for the post office?
You're good. Very good. Yeah.
So you're
you did.
So retired from the post office. The legs gave out, huh?
I admit to the crime.
So you retired from the post office at age 60. Pretty good country, huh?
Yeah, hey.
And
wife's still working, though.
Well, that's good. Boy, we're gonna hire you for your laugh. We love your laugh. Well, look, so you got a few bucks because your wife was working. Take this thing someplace, have them do a compression test, and have them test a couple of the sensors and maybe pull out an injector and see if the thing has, got a reasonable pattern. And they may figure out pretty easily what's going on with it.
Okay, will this be costly? Or?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget, there are a lot of factors that go into starting a cold engine. If the starter, you said the starter motor's all right, the battery's all right, but you may not know that for sure.
Yeah.
If the thing is cranking slowly, it may sound all right to you, but it may not be cranking fast enough to start. If the injectors aren't spraying the right pattern, it may be all right in warm weather, but not all right in cold weather.
But it does sound right to you. You turn the key, and it goes,
yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. No question about that.
Well, I'm sticking with bad compression. So that would be the first thing I would do. I would have the compression check just to make sure. So wait until April or so when it starts and drive it over to somebody.
Okay.
Good luck, Bob.
Thank you very much, guys. Take care.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.